USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Survivors have begun to share their stories of survival following the mosque massacre of at least 49 people in New Zealand. One survivor, Saeed Mazardine, describes the aftermath of the shooting.
I had all my friends lying down and pool of blood. One was shot on his head, the other was on his shoulders. I was trying to just see what and where is this bleeding coming from, and but I came out and started to call the ambulance, and just then, within a few minutes, police came.
The suspect, 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant, has already appeared before a judge and remained silent. The courtroom was closed to the public because of the heightened security. Investigators in France on Friday examined the black boxes of a Boeing 737 that crashed in Ethiopia last week, killing 157 people, as the global airline industry waited to see if the cause was similar to a disaster in Indonesia months before. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Donald Trump has issued the first veto of his presidency, overruling Congress to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding. Speaking at the veto signing ceremony, President Trump explained the history of national emergency declarations.
Since 1976, presidents have declared 59 national emergencies. They often involve protecting foreign citizens in far-off lands, yet Congress has not terminated any of them. Every single one of them is still in existence. And yet we don't worry about our land, we worry about other people's land. That's why I say America first, if that's okay. America first.
As the national health care debate rages on, Seattle has decided to support Medicare for All. The bill was introduced last month and would transition Americans to single-payer, government-paid health care, but does not explain how the government will pay for the plan. This week, the mayor signed the resolution in support of the bill, making Seattle the first city to back a Medicare for All bill. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Major flooding is predicted to continue into next week across parts of the Mississippi Valley and the Midwest. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says floodwaters will reach more areas in the coming days.
Well, the flooding has been ongoing in the lower to mid-Mississippi Valley from basically south of St. Louis down to Baton Rouge. But now there's this new round due to the rain and the snowmelt from the last few days across near the Platte River and parts of the Missouri River, as well as the upper Mississippi River Valley. And over the next week, it's going to be getting warmer over portions of the upper Midwest and across the Northern Plains.
The party's over for some Louisiana taxpayers who got refunds twice as large as they expected. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
The state of Louisiana accidentally paid double refunds to 66,000 taxpayers, totaling $26 million. Louisiana's Division of Administration discovering the mistake a few days ago, now trying to get the extra money back. Most of the refunds were sent by direct deposit, and the state's now contacting banks to try to reverse those overpayments, but that's complicated. Louisiana's telling people who got double refunds not to spend the money. If they do, they're going to have to pay it back. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Waters rise! Hear our cry! Do not...
Students worldwide skipped classes on Friday to demand that world leaders take action on a threat to their survival, climate change. The movement spanned more than 100 countries and 1,500 cities. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.